Hello, I'm Hyun. I'm the DJ of this show. Today is cold, isn't it? When you go out, I recommend to wear thick jackets or long-sleeved shirts. Okay, today I will introduce 10 musics. 5 is Canadian musics, and the other 5 is Korean. First song is Rami Mace, Devil on Both Shoulders.
What do you do when the world starts calling your name? What do you do when everybody's feeling the same? What can you do when you want to shake it up? Well, your time to shake is out of luck. What do you do when the weight can't carry her? What can you say when language is your barrier? Where you gonna go when they want to bring you down?
Rami is one of the hardest working musicians. This is kind of roots rock, but I'd like to say it mixes rock and R&B because it is not much faster than rock, but also it includes smooth and lush style vocal. And I'd like to say to you, please watch the music video. It is, it's really interesting. Yes. And second song is Korean. The singer name is Fly to the Sky.
Oh,
The Fly to the Sky is famous R&B duo in Korea, and this is their 9th album. And this song is related to girl, and they present their emotion, which miss a girl. And Fly to the Sky is Fly to the Sky's vocalist name is Hwan Hee, and I think he's the top of the vocalist in Korea. Yes, and I really like this song. And third one is Hill and the Sky Heroes. They are Canadian band, and the title is The Flame.
There was a time when these eyes were crying for
The Hill and the Sky Heroes, and the title is The Flame. It released January 2015, and the genre is electronic pop. I think it is rhythmical, and her voice is really clear and voicey. I like this voice, and I also like to see the movie. Movie is also nice. Yeah. And next song is Korean song. The group name is EXID, the Korean girl group, and the title is Up and Down. Yeah, this song is Kingstar from 10cm. They are South Korean indie band, and the main vocalist's name is Kwon Jung-yeol. I think he has a high tone, and the vocal like him, local vocal like him, his is not common in Korea. And now they become famous because of this song. And this song is talking about woman's sexy body. And yeah, I think this music is quite rhythmical. And yep, and music video is also interesting. And next song is the Canadian song. The group name is the Elwins. The name is So Down Low.
So down low, I've been getting so down low. I've been getting deeper and down until everything's underground, you know. So deep down, there's no way to turn around.
Twins are a Canadian indie rock band from Keswick, Ontario, consisting of singer and guitarist, and drummer and keyboardist. And the So Down Low is first single from the Elvis in his album Play for Keeps. I think it is it has simple guitar chords, and also music video is really simple, but it's good. And yeah, this next song is Korean song, and the singer name is Hwan Hee. But before that, we listen to Come At, and then I come back after that.
One poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. World of War, freedom, baby, God. Ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down. Climbed
up. Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Yes. Next song is Korean song. The singer name is Hwan Hee. And title is Tomorrow. He's the member of Fly to the Sky. I already recommended to you. And this song is like OST, open source track. And, it is played in Korean famous drama. And he's one of top vocalists in Korea, and his voice is really sad and empathy. Yeah, let's listen to Tomorrow.
Come on. 사랑을 알아주겠죠.
And this song was Tomorrow from Hwani, and next song is Canadian song. The singer name is Colin Brown. The name is Direction. Yes, let's listen.
You can lead me on anytime. You can call. Thank you.
This song was from Colleen Brown, and she's a Canadian singer from Edmonton, Alberta, and in 2004, she released her first full-length album, Peculiar Thing. This song belongs to her fifth album, Direction. This song name also Direction, and I picked this song because of her voice, and she has a high-pitched Western tone, and so I think the genre is folk, and it's folk, and I think a little bit jazzy, but I don't know. And then after the last song is a Korean song. The group name is Big Bang, a Korean really famous group. And before that, I come back after the S.
Fund Drive 2015. 0, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000,
Fund Drive 2015 has concluded with a bang. We're almost at our $40,000 goal, which will allow us to complete the digitization of our reel-to-reel archives and make decades worth of independent radio history accessible online. And because our current site is full of kinks and always on the verge of
meltdown,
this money will go towards a new website which will make accessing CITR easier than ever before. For less than the price of a coffee, pledge to help preserve CITR's past and future. Or donate more and receive great prizes. CITR apparel, framed Discorder art, a new tape which collects historic live music from CITR, and more. Go online at CITR.ca to pledge. Donate today, and let's get digital.
Thank you.
The last song is from Big Bang. They're Korean big famous group, male group, and Big Bang is a South Korean boy band. They debuted on August 19th, 2006. And the members are G-Dragon and Top, Taeyang, Seungri, and Daesung. This song ranked top of the K-pop music, and the song is Big Bang's Bang Bang Bang, and this was for my first time for DJing, so thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye.
Bang 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 b
It's the NRight edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, money and politics, our unbalanced society, and the United States of Alex, one lobby group that has captured America. Let's begin episode 298.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. Place where reason and reality cross sort politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are aware of the cosmos and know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others, and we have traveled this way before. And there is much to be learned.
Hello and welcome. Tis I, Don, your skeptical philosopher and political scientist. This week, I thought I'd share a series I heard on CBC's The Sunday Edition about money and politics. First, management guru Henry Mintzberg says Western society has become deeply unbalanced. Our politics, economy, and social policies are dominated by the interests of the private sector, while government shrinks in size and influence, and the public interest goes unheeded. He makes the case that while communists may have put the collective good too far ahead of personal good, our current government has placed far too much emphasis on the individual at the expense of not only society and the state, but also to the detriment of the individuals they claim to benefit. Let's listen in.
One hears a lot about balance in politics these days, about finding the right balance between the economy and environment, the right balance between security and civil liberties, between the rights of victims of crime and the compassion and rehabilitation for the offender, the right balance between tax cuts and government spending, and, of course, a balanced budget. Now, it might not take a great deal of cynicism to suggest that after the political calculations have been done, the balance rarely works out to 50-50. My next guest argues, in fact, that our politics, economy, culture, society and institutions are wildly out of balance, and the result is corporate might, diminished government, and a demoralized, disempowered populace. in a slim but weighty book called Rebalancing Society, Radical Renewal Beyond Left, Right, and Center, Henry Mintzberg calls for a new social, economic, and political equilibrium, one that would benefit people, the planet, and the political process itself. Henry Mintzberg is the Cleghorn Professor of Management Studies at McGill University. He's the author of 18 books and 160 articles. He is an officer of the Order of Canada, and among his many other honors, he was named Distinguished Scholar of the Year by the Academy of Management in 2000. And Professor Mintzberg joins me now from our studio in Montreal. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, thank you for coming back. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Now, listen, the first line of your book reads like the first line of a manifesto. I want to read it. Enough of the imbalance that is destroying our democracies, our planet, and ourselves. Close quote. What is out of balance, and what is that doing to our democracies, our planet, and ourselves?
You know, it's interesting because the balances you talked about were sort of back and forth. I think of them as a kind of pendulum balance in the sense that they're not really balanced. They're just swinging back and forth. And our politics have, for years and years, been swinging back and forth. So we suffer either pendulum politics, left, right, right, left, like France does or like England does, or we suffer paralysis in the political center, which is what's been happening in the U.S., the way I interpret it. So in a sense, if you've got a stool, you better balance it on three legs.
Right.
And communism taught us that you can't balance a society on the public sector leg, and what we're learning now is that you can't balance a society on the private sector leg. And I talk about a plural sector, people call it civil society and so on. I think plural is better because they go together, public, private, plural. And we're going to have to straighten that part of our society out, and that's where I think change is going to have to come.
You write that in the 1989 unraveling of the communist bloc in Eastern Europe, it's been mostly interpreted, I think, as a triumph of capitalism. And you had Francis Fukuyama, for example, call it the end of history. You say that's wrong. You say if it was not the triumph of capitalism, then what was it?
It was the triumph of balance. Because if you look back, I'll take the United States because it's been taking the lead on all these issues. If you look at the United States before 1989, and particularly post-war, the public sector was much, much stronger. You know, presidents like Johnson introduced all kinds of social, quite far-reaching social welfare. The distribution of wealth was much more even. The taxation rate on the wealthy was much higher and so on.
The war on poverty, that was...
Yeah, all yeah. of that, exactly. We forget about all that. And because of this nonsense, that the belief that capitalism triumphed instead of balance triumphed, we've been going out of balance ever since on the side of the private sector. I'm all in favor of business and private sector. I'm not in favor of it dominating our lives to the extent that it's been and dominating the debate on global warming and just about dominating almost everything.
Okay, so we had a brief interlude of balance, and now something more imbalanced now. Does that explain why Western democracies, those governments, they seem intent on reducing their own size and their own importance? Is that part of it?
Yeah, sure. People get the government they deserve, and the Americans, who for the most part don't much believe in government, get the government they deserve too. If you constantly put down government, if you constantly starve government, then you're going to get rotten government. But that includes police forces, and it includes military, and it includes all kinds of things. Of course, the military gets exempted from all this in the U.S. But if you don't have strong government, just in terms of regulation, for example, look at what's going on in banking. You had five of the most major banks in the United States pleading guilty to criminal acts. It's mind-blowing.
In manipulating the currency.
Right.
Yeah. But how did it happen? How did it all come to be? Was it a gradual thing or something done at a stroke or what?
I think it's some things like this have been going on, but they've been held in check. Once the Berlin Wall fell down, and my belief is the Berlin Wall fell on us, basically, all of us, everybody. Once the Berlin Wall fell, everything was